The Call of Abraham.
For some time after the great flood, the children of Noah dwelt among the mountains where the ark had rested. As the population grew, there were some that turned away from God and journeyed to the plain of Shinar. And they said one to another,
"Let us build us a city and a tower, the top of which shall reach unto heaven."
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. And the Lord was displeased and said, "Let us confound their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech."
What's the matter with you fellows? Sounds as though you've got rocks in your mouth. Now, if you don't straighten up and start talking so we can understand you, we'll never get this Tower of Babel built. Now start over again and see if you can't get...
Come on, you! Come on!
The tower is falling!
Thus the people that had revolted against God were scattered abroad upon the face of all the earth. But Noah, with his son Shem, remained true and faithful.
"Shem, my son, I am about to die, being 950 years of age. After my death, you will become the patriarch of our family. You yourself, before the flood, have talked many times with Methuselah. Methuselah spent many years with Adam, so you know full well the origin of sin and its terrible consequences. You, my son Shem, must be the caretaker of God's truths and his laws for future generations. Shem, remember Ham and Japheth, thy brothers. Remember them. Be true, always, my son."
And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Not long after the death of Noah, a very important event took place in the household of Terah. A son was born.
Ah, a boy. A son. I shall call him Abram.
Abram? That means the father is exalted.
Years pass, and then another important event took place. Abram was married.
"You are now my wife, Sarah. Think of it. My wife."
"I'll try to be a good wife to you, Abram."
"With love for God and for each other, we'll have a happy home."
"I do love you, Abram."
"I love you, Sarah."
Now Abram had two brothers, Nahor and Haran, all sons of Terah. And Haran died in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees.
Son, I am the patriarch of this family. And according to custom, I am the leader and recognized authority in making family decisions. However, on this occasion, I stand aside while Abram, Terah's son, speaks to you about a certain matter. He has my consent and blessing to take over this informal meeting. Abram."
"Thank you, Grandfather Shem. I need not point out that superstition and heathenism is all about us. In fact, and this is the sad truth, the seductive influences of this trend away from the true God has penetrated even into this family, this household. Idol worship is fast becoming a commonplace thing. This is displeasing to God, and for some time I have been seeking God's counsel as to what he would have me do about it. And behold, it came to pass while I was praying and offering sacrifices unto God. O Jehovah, God of all creation, I pray thee, deliver us from the sin of idol worship that is fast creeping in among the descendants of Shem. We are fast becoming like..."
Abram, Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of earth be blessed.
Grandfather Shem, Father Terah, and Nahor my brother, it was God who spoke to me. He has commanded me to go to a land that I know not. Nevertheless, I and my wife Sarah and all of my servants and flocks and herds shall soon journey from the land of Ur. Will not you also go with us?
Just a minute, my sons. Were I a little younger, I would join Abram. But you, my sons, are young and full of good health. Who among you will join Abram? No one.
What about you, Father Terah?
I will go with you, my son. I shall take my nephew Lot and all my servants and household and seek a more fitting home.
I hope, my husband, that you're doing the right thing, leaving Ur like this.
Sarah, dear, I am sure of it. God is leading, we will follow. He will show us a better land, a place where we can worship him undisturbed.
Perhaps there is no such place, Abram.
No such place in all the world?
You must remember, dear, that we in Ur were only a very small part of the descendants of Shem. What about the descendants of Ham and Japheth? At the destruction of the Tower of Babel, they were scattered abroad over the entire earth. Why, by this time, they'll have multiplied and become many in all corners of the earth.
Perhaps. Yet, we must not question God's leading.
But, son, some of the folks are beginning to wonder just where we're going.
And you, Father, do you feel the same way?
No, son. It makes no difference to me where we go. Just so we can worship and obey the true God.
Abram, your father wants to see you.
Anything the matter with him?
I don't think so. I guess he just wants to talk to you before we leave camp for the day's journey, that's all.
Where is he?
He's down by the brook, near that large tree.
Father, you look ill.
No, just tired, weary, getting old, I guess.
Oh, you're not old, Father.
I'm nearing the 200 mark. Anyway, I didn't ask you to come here to talk about me. I was wondering, in the night, I got to thinking, what do you think of this land?
Here?
Yes, right here.
Are you contemplating remaining here?
Well, what do you think of it? I mean, the land, the scenery, the people.
I haven't seen many people. Hardly any at all. And the land, the scenery, it's beautiful, it's magnificent. It looks like good soil. This might be very productive. And there's water here and plenty of room. Yeah. Might be a good idea at that, to stay right here for a while. Make our home here.
I'm getting old, son. Too old to journey about, and I want a home. A place to rest and enjoy my children and grandchildren. Abram, my son, let us remain here.
And so for a time, Abram, with his father Terah, dwelt in this place called Haran. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And he died in Haran and was buried there. After the death of Terah, the divine voice again spoke to Abram.
Abram, get thee out of this country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, and go unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation.
You're a man of faith, Abram.
Faith? The Lord said go, and I'm going. That's not faith. That's merely simple obedience.
But where are you going?
The Lord didn't say.
You're just going to start out and go?
Yes.
How are you going to feed me and the servants and the cattle and sheep?
The Lord will provide.
That is faith.
And Abram departed as the Lord had spoken. And he took with him Sarah, his wife, Lot, his nephew, and all the substance they had gathered, also all the souls they had gleaned in Haran. And they left Haran and traveled southward. For days and days they traveled, farther and farther south, until finally they came upon a beautiful and fertile valley set between two mountains.
Are we going to live here?
Well, we'll camp here for a few days.
Abram, look at the valley. Beautiful grass and olive groves, springs and fig trees and pomegranates, grape vineyards and plenty of pastures for the herds. Oh, Abram, what better place to make our permanent home?
Well, as you said, this is a beautiful spot, but look, inside the olive groves, what do you see?
Why, something that has the appearance of altars.
Yes, altars to false gods. And up there on the mountains, do you know what goes on up there? Sacrifices to false gods. Human sacrifices.
No.
These Canaanites are an alien race. Idolatry is everywhere. I can't understand why God has led us here.
Well, when are we going to move on?
I await instructions from God. We will do whatever he commands.
Abram, unto thy seed will I give this land.
Then did Abram build an altar unto God and worshipped him. The weary traveler was much encouraged by the assurance that the divine presence was with him. And Abram removed from thence and journeyed, going on still toward the south. And a great famine came unto the land.
But Abram, I'm hungry. Everyone is. Even the flocks and herds are suffering for lack of food. I think we ought to go back to Haran.
God brought us here, and here we should remain.
But you can't let us starve, Abram. The entire camp is watching you, Abram, to see what you'll do.
God won't let us starve, Sarah, dear.
No, not if we go where there's food. Back to Haran. And you'd take us back there if you truly loved us, Abram.
Sarah.
We would.
Sarah.
Don't love me.
I do love you. But I must seek God in prayer before making a decision.
Abram could not explain why God had permitted the famine, but he would not turn back. With earnest prayer, he considered how to preserve the life of his people and flocks. Finally, he made a decision. He would move into the land of Egypt until the famine was over.
Abram? Abram?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Sarah?
Something troubling you.
Sarah, do you really love me?
Of course I do, Abram. Very much.
Enough to save my life?
Save your life? From what?
From the king of Egypt.
Oh,
I'm
Abram.
Serious, Sarah, dear. When King Pharaoh sees you, he'll want you. And wanting you, he'll get you. You know how kings are. They get what they want regardless. And if the king discovers that you are my wife, he'll find some way to kill me so that he can take you.
Oh, I'm sure you're worrying uselessly, Abram. The king isn't so...
Please, Sarah.
Please what?
Listen to what I'm going to suggest you do about it. When you are asked about me, simply say that I'm your brother. Then my life will be spared.
In either event, if the king thinks you're my husband or my brother, if he wants to, he'll take me anyway.
There's nothing we can do about that.
But passing me off as your sister, Abram, isn't that a deception?
But you are my sister. Half-sister.
Oh, I know that, Abram, but still it is deception. I wouldn't be telling all the truth. I don't think any good can come from deception. Only evil and sorrow and heartache.
Abram, Prince of Canaan, to see His Majesty, Great Monarch of all Egypt, Son of the Gods and Benefactor of Mankind.
Prince Abram, come forward.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Welcome to my country, Prince Abram.
If it please His Majesty, I should like asylum here in Egypt until the great famine in Canaan is at an end.
Well, I'm told, Prince Abram, that you're a man of great wealth with a large flocks of sheep and herds of cattle. Is this true?
In a very modest way, Your Majesty.
Well, your request is granted, Prince Abram. Egypt is proud to welcome you into its borders. You will be accorded every courtesy. Make yourself at home, Prince Abram.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Prince Hotep, you will escort Prince Abram and his entourage to the land of honor.
Yes, Your Majesty. This way, please, Prince Abram.
Long live the king.
Prince Hotep, to see His Majesty, great and mighty monarch
of all... Come forward, Prince Hotep.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Did you get Prince Abram and his household properly settled?
Oh, yes, sir, and I think
is
that...
Is he as wealthy as he's reputed to be?
Oh, he's a man of great wealth, Your Majesty.
Ah.
And also of great understanding and discernment.
Did you perchance talk to him about his religious beliefs?
Prince Abram told me all about his God, Your Majesty.
Ah, did you see his God?
Oh, no, Your Majesty. His God is not a God of wood or stone.
Huh?
He's a living God. His name is Jehovah.
Living? In the flesh?
In heaven. Invisible.
Huh.
And, but, Your Majesty, I wish to... I wish to inform you of a very special consideration.
What do you mean?
Your Majesty, there is in the camp of Prince Abram a very beautiful, a very desirable young woman.
Oh,
she's likened to the goddess of beauty.
Yes, Prince Abram's wife, no doubt.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. She is the prince's sister.
Sister? Oh, well, what would you have me do? Give you permission to make the young lady your wife?
Oh, no, Your Majesty. I was thinking of you.
Oh.
Sarah, that's her name. Sarah is so beautiful that, the minute I beheld her, I thought of you, Your Majesty.
Yes. Prince Hotep, do you think you can prevail upon the young lady to come here so I can judge for myself how beautiful she is?
I'm sure of it, Your Majesty.
Well, then be gone. Bring her to me at once.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king. Long live the king.
What will I do, Abram?
You'll have to go to the palace with the man, as the king wishes.
I told you only evil can come from deception.
Nothing evil has happened. The king merely wants to see for himself if you're as beautiful as he's been told.
He wants to add me to his long list of wives.
Well, that's better than killing me and then still making you his wife.
You don't seem to care about me. How do you think I feel, becoming the wife of a foreign king? I'm your wife, Abram. I love you. But you, all you care about is saving your own life.
Oh, Sarah. It was wrong of me to try and deceive the king. I can see that now. I will confess my sin to God. And then I shall pray without ceasing that God will let no harm come to you in the king's palace. Somehow, Sarah, God will rescue you from the clutches of the king. As you appear before the king, have faith. Believe that God will rescue you. And forgive me, Sarah, for the mistake I've made.
Now, Princess Sarah, you remain right here for a moment while I step in before the king to announce your arrival.
I understand, Prince Hotep.
Prince Hotep, servant of the great king of all Egypt, announcing the arrival of Princess Sarah, sister of Prince Abram.
You may come forward, Princess Sarah.
Long live the king.
Ah, greetings, Princess Sarah. You may withdraw, Prince Hotep.
Long live the king.
Well, 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 well. You're indeed a very charming lady, Princess Sarah. I'm delighted that you would accept my invitation to the palace.
On the contrary, Your Majesty. I'm here because I had no other choice, as you very well know.
Oh, fear not, my princess. I know that you have but just come to Egypt. You're yet a stranger to our country and our ways. However, your king is a man of great patience and understanding. We'll take a few days to acquaint you with the ways of the royal household.
Not many days later...
Your Majesty, Your Majesty! The royal herdsman reports that His Majesty's cattle are dying of a strange malady. Your Majesty, more cattle are dying. Your Majesty, everything His Majesty possesses seems to be troubled by this great plague. Majesty, a strange and unnatural malady has struck all Egypt.
Call together my wise men and magicians immediately. A disaster has struck Egypt. You claim to be wise and possess powers of divination, yet you cannot give me the simple answer as to why my land and my people have suddenly come under the spell of this malady. Away with you, away with you, begone!
Your Majesty.
Yes, yes, Prince Hotep. What do you want?
I can answer His Majesty's question.
You know the reason for this malady?
Your Majesty, a deception has been perpetrated against you and your people.
A deception? Who would dare do such a thing to me? Off with his head, whoever it is.
Be it known to His Majesty that the deceiver is Prince Abram.
Huh? Prince Abram? Prince Abram of Canaan?
The same, Your Majesty.
Well, what sort of evil could he possibly plot against me?
It is Princess Sarah, Your Majesty.
Huh? The princess? What about her?
She's the wife of Prince Abram.
The wife? She's a sister. She herself said so.
Abram instructed her to, Your Majesty. Shall I have him beheaded, Your Majesty?
Beheaded? No. He's our guest. We cannot
ill-treat
a guest.
But Your Majesty, he deceived you, and he's the one
Prince
who's
Hotep,
responsible.
Go fetch Prince Abram before me at once.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Be gone.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Lackey, when Prince Hotep arrives with Prince Abram, have them brought to my private chambers. I wish to be alone with Prince Abram. You may leave.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king.
Prince Abram, you deceived me, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Your Majesty.
Ah, then it's true that Sarah's your wife, not your sister.
She is my half-sister, Your Majesty.
Yes, but she's also your wife.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Ah, Prince, you're here in Egypt as a guest. Now, we feel responsible for your safety and welfare. I cannot let harm come to you, but I'm very disappointed in you. You deceived me. Almost let me make the grave mistake of marrying Sarah when she already has a husband. Why have you done this to me? Why?
I shouldn't have, Your Majesty.
Well, I'll tell you why. Princess Sarah's very beautiful. You knew I'd desire to take her to be my wife, and you were fearful that I'd take your life. That doesn't speak very highly of your opinion of me, does it?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Sorry? Being sorry doesn't make up for the plagues that have stricken my cattle and my household, does it?
No, Your Majesty.
Does the god you worship condone deception?
No, Your Majesty.
Well, then why did you do it? By the way, Prince Abram, is your god really that powerful? Powerful enough to bring calamity upon me and my people just to save your wife from becoming my wife?
The god of heaven is all-powerful, Your Majesty. He protects those who serve and worship him.
Yes, well, I don't think you've served him very loyally.
I have confessed my sin, Your Majesty. God has forgiven me.
Yes, well, I'm not your God, and I can't forgive you.
I understand.
I'm afraid to let you remain here, Abram. If anyone in my kingdom were to harm you in any way, your God would again bring judgments upon me and my house. I can't take that chance, so I must ask you to leave Egypt.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Prince Hotep! He'll see that you're safely escorted to the border.
Yes, Your Majesty.
See that a company of soldiers is made ready immediately to escort Prince Abram and his retinue to the border of Canaan.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king. Long live the king.
I suppose you're anxious to be reunited with your wife.
That I am, Your Majesty.
Well, remain here. I'll send her in.
You're very kind, Your Majesty.
Goodbye, Prince Abram.
Sarah.
Abram. Oh, Abram.
Oh, Sarah, darling. Oh, don't cry. We're together again and everything's all right.
What about the king?
He knows that you're my wife and he graciously restored you to me. But he has ordered us to leave Egypt immediately.
Oh, Abram, I told you that nothing good could ever come from a lie. Not even a little white lie.
Detail! Halt! This is the border of Canaan, Prince Abram.
Yes, I know. And I'm very grateful to you and to your king for this kindness.
May your God watch over you, Prince Abram, and bless you.
Thank you, and goodbye, Prince Hotep.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Prince Hotep.
Ah, back in Canaan again.
Happy, Abram.
Happy. Yes, happy that God has forgiven me for a grave mistake. And happy that he has brought you safely back to me again.
Oh, Abram.
Yes. Huh? Get up.